And surprisingly, this sentence of Jacob is a condensed principle of Christianity.
我在地上寄居,
I am a pilgrimage on earth.
我的年日又少又苦,
and my days have been few and difficult.
这句话在讲什么呢?
What does this mean?
这世界不是我的家,
that this world is not my home.
我活得这么大的年龄, 不过是很短暂的,
I have lived only a few years.
这世界有许多的苦难, 不是我所炫目的,
there are many suffering in this world and I'm not envious.
雅各要讲的话是什么呢?
And what was Jacob trying to say?
他在外邦人的面前,
before a Gentile,
在最有尊贵地位的法老面前,
a Pharaoh who was most powerful,
他在告诉他, 人生在世, 不过是人客,
what he was telling Pharaoh was, we are all travelers on earth.
有多大的长寿, 都是短暂的,
it doesn't matter how long you live, it's still temporal.
多少的苦难, 都是短暂的,
no matter how much suffering you have, they are all temporal.
而我们在短暂的生活中间, 我们不过是客旅,
and in this world, we are but guests.
不过是寄居的,
we are temporal guests.
这种觉悟是亚伯拉罕传下来的,
this sort of understanding came from Abraham.
亚伯兰根本不想再好好建立什么地皮、什么房子、什么定居的地方。
Abraham was not interested in permanent residence.
他离开米索波大米, when 75岁,
he left Mesopotamia at 75.
他死的时候是175岁,
he died at 175.
这100年中间呢, 亚伯兰没有住过房子, 只有住在帐篷。
For 100 years, he only lived in tents.
24世纪的考古学告诉我们,
archaeologists in the 20th century says,
在这一个乌尔的房子,
the houses in Ur
都是大得不得了,
are huge.
那些最大的财主,
the most wealthy people,
他们的房子至少有65个房间,
will have houses that have 65 rooms.
有的超过一两百个房间,
some have hundreds of rooms.
所以把新加坡最大的有钱人一比都变成穷臭大,
and so even the wealthiest in Singapore cannot be compared to them.
亚伯兰有318个壮丁做他家里的工人,
and Abraham had 318 servants.
所以你把20个人放在一个房子,
so if you give 20 of them into a house,
至少有几十间房间,
it tells us that he must have many, many rooms.
如果他每两个人一个房子,
if two occupy one room,
亚伯兰至少就有差不多200个房, 有160个房间,
it means that he must at least have 160 rooms.
亚伯兰的生活是一个王的生活,
so he lived like a king.
神的呼召来到的时候,
but when God's calling came,
他就完全放下,
he left everything.
今天教会有一个毛病,
the problem with a church today,
有钱的人也想念神就, 然后他不要放下一切, 一方面做财主, 一方面上讲台,
that the wealthy person will want to study theology and will not want to forsake things.
那么这个叫做呢, layman training.
And this is called a training for the lay.
这个叫做带着侍奉,
a lay ministry.
这个叫做呢, 一面讲道, 一面不受薪水, 就比传道人高一等,
and as you preach, you do not receive a pay, so you are higher class.
这是不是真正上帝的引导呢?
Is this the real guidance of God?
我相信这是个变相的侍奉,
I believe that this is an alternate force or form of worship.
这些人都用圣经来自言其说,
and these people will support their case with the Bible.
保罗不是遮帐篷吗?
The Apostle Paul was a tent maker.
一面侍奉一面遮帐篷, 好像我一面上台讲道一面做生意一样的嘛。
As he do his ministry, he also make his tent, and like me,
我告诉你,
a businessman.
好在保罗没有听见,
thankfully, Paul was not here to listen to you.
听见这样的, 他一定一巴掌把他打下,
if he heard you like that, he would slap you.
保罗是完全全职的传道人,
the Apostle Paul was a full-time preacher.
耶路撒冷教会没有办法供应他的生活,
but the church in Jerusalem was not able to support him.
不会因为钱不够就放弃传道的工作,
but he did not forsake his ministry because of that.
他有骨气到一个地步, 他一点都不愿意 做一个靠外邦人生活的人,
and he was not willing to rely on the Gentiles.
对外邦人一文不取,
and he would not take a single cent from the Gentiles.
所以呢, 保罗就成为一个人这帐篷人维持生活继续可以传道工作,
that was why he made tents to sustain his own life to preach the gospel.
每个人动机要搞得很清楚,
we need to be very clear about motives.
或者上帝是不喜欢我们随便用最疏离的名称来为自己解围的,
God is not pleased when we use spiritual terms to explain ourselves.
求主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
应当全职的,
those who ought to be full-time,
不要放下,
do not forsake.
你不要 放弃神的呼召。
Do not forsake the calling of God.
应当带着的。
Those who should be lay ministry.
不要放弃你原有的这份。
Do not let go your original job.
每个人忠于上帝的托付，诚实的顺从圣灵的引导。
What we all need to do is to be honest to the calling of God.
我们是牧羊的。
We are shepherds.
我们的祖宗也是牧羊的。
Our ancestors were shepherds.
法老听见的这个话是一半。
Pharaoh heard half of it.
因为他的祖宗原先是在米索多波大米的大财主。
Because in the first place, their ancestors were rich people in Mesopotamia.
今天成为牧羊人。
Today they became shepherds.
因为我们正在寄居的这个过程中间。
Because they are in the process of pilgrimage.
在这个阶段还没有明确以前。
Before the situation become clear.
我们继续过一个牧羊的生活。
We will continue to be shepherds.
所以雅各对法老讲的话。
The words that Jacob spoke to Pharaoh
就代表了基督徒的人生观
represents the way we should be
这世界不是我的家
that this world is not our home
神永恒的旨意才是我整个人生追求的目的
I seek only after the eternal will of God
在这世界的日子多长都是短的
No matter how many years we live on earth it is still short
又少又苦的日子中间我是依靠上帝来度过人生的日子
And in these few and difficult years I rely on God
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
雅各很清楚地表明这句话
Jacob said this clearly
然后呢
And then,
他又在埃及活了17年
He continued to live in Egypt for 17 years
他到147岁才离开这个世界
And he left the world at 147
但是这一段的时间呢
Within this time
他很清楚地知道自己在世界是做寄居的
He knew clearly he was here as a guest
也清楚哎呀这个又是在埃及过生活是偶然的
And he also knew that Joseph was there accidentally.
是神所许可的。
That God has allowed it.
虽然是人的失败。
Although it came from human failures.
但是因为神的许可。
But because God allowed this.
变成上帝永恒中间我们很难明白的一段的时间，一个很特别的旨意。
It became a special will within the time of God that difficult to understand.
对又是怎么讲呢
？And so Joseph said to Jacob,
当他年老的时候
，when he was old，
他死期靠近的时候
，when he was about to die，
雅各就对又是说
，Jacob said to Joseph，
如果我在你面前蒙恩
，if I am blessed before your eyes，
为什么讲这句话呢
？Why did he say this？
他不用父亲的威严命令自己的孩子
，he would not command his child as a father。
孩子已经成人了。
The child is already an adult.
孩子自己有了自己的事业。
Yes, his own life.
而且在埃及是一人之下，万人之上的宰相。
And in Egypt, he was the prime minister, only below the pharaoh.
所以我如果在你面前蒙恩
，The father said, "If I have found favor in your eyes."
以父亲的身份
，Although he was a father,
可以吩咐他的孩子
，He could have commanded his son. 但
他宁可用常人之情请求他的孩子施恩给他。
But like any normal being, he asked a favor for
his son. 为什么有这样的观念呢
？Why did he have such concept?
这样的态度、这样的观念，全本圣经都常常出现的。
This sort of attitude is found in the Bible very often.
保罗没有说我吩咐你们奉献。
The apostle Paul didn't command people to give.
我命令你们要过圣洁的生活。
Or I command you to live a holy life.
你们要活着侍奉上帝。
That you need to live to serve.
成为活祭。
To become a living.
因为现在已经没有死祭了。
Because there's no dead sacrifice.
所以你们要为主而活。
So you need to live for God.
保罗不用这样的口气。
He didn't speak like
that. 保罗说我用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
And he said that I will persuade you in the mercy of God.
把身体献上当作活祭。
To give your body as living sacrifice.
我用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
And I will call upon you in the mercy of God.
如果你们不要是你们的事情。
If you are not willing, that's fine.
我没有逼你。
I will not force you.
我没有强迫。
I will not.
我不是命令你。
I will dictate you.
我劝你。
I am persuading you.
我不是用上帝的权威劝你。
I won't persuade you in the power of God.
我不是用上帝的威严命令你。
Or command you.
我那是用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
But I persuade you in the mercy of God.
身体献上。
And so he did this.
那做什么呢
？To tell us.
这是理所当然。
That this is most natural.
意思就是每个人都应当的。
It means it should be like that.
虽然这是应当的。
Although this may be the case.
我不告诉你应该这么做，你懂不懂？不是。
But I will not just command you to do this.
我有上帝的慈悲权。
I will just persuade you.
这个表示在属灵的事情上。
It means in spiritual matters.
我们要尊重别人。
We need to honor others.
鼓励别人。
And to encourage them.
不是强逼别人。
And not just to force them.
不但保罗在劝人奉献的事情上这么温柔。这么的属灵
The apostle is Paul is so spiritual and gentle in this matter.
连上帝呼召人都用这样的态度。
But God also have the same attitude.
以赛亚在乌西亚王崩的那一年，进了耶和华的殿中。
And so when Isaiah entered into the throne of God, and when King Uzziah died,
他看见上帝坐在至高的宝座上。
He witnessed God in His highest throne.
有基路伯，有六个翅膀围绕在他的宝座，彼此呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And there were seraphim flying around, calling to each other, "Holy, holy, holy."
他们的侍奉是两个翅膀遮他们的脸。
They had two wings to cover their face.
两个翅膀遮他们的脚。
Two wings to cover their feet.
另外两个翅膀在那里云群飞翔。
And two wings from which they flew.
我年轻的时候听基智文牧师解释这段圣经。
When I was young, I heard Reverend Andrew G. explain this.
天使是在最高之处，在宝座面前的侍奉。
He said that the angels serve God at the highest throne.
为什么遮住他们的面？
Why would they cover their faces?
为什么遮住他们的脚呢？
Or cover their feet?
他们不常常夸耀自己的脚踪。
They will not boast of their own journey.
不常常彰显自己的荣耀。
Or manifest their own glory.
他们要人在他们的侍奉中间看见神，不是看见他们。
They want people through their ministry to see God and not to see themselves.
他们云群侍奉，到处奔走，但他们不夸耀我走了多少地方。
They serve fervently, but they never boast about their ministry.
因为他们不是传扬自己。
They were not preaching about
themselves. 他们不是侍奉自己。
They were not serving themselves.
他们的侍奉该受敬拜的上帝。
They are serving God who ought to be worshipped.
我听这些我很受感动。
And I was deeply moved by these words.
我不知道解经书是这么讲的。
I don't know whether exposition says this.
这些话是很符合这个圣经的意义的。
But I believe they are consistent to biblical principles.
有很多的传道人。
Many preachers.
不再讲上帝了，一天到晚讲我到哪里去，我见过什么，我多么。厉害，有多少人认识我？
They don't talk about God's word. They keep talking about how great they are.
因为他们的翅膀一直一直飞，没有遮盖他的脚。
And their wings are always flying. It's not covering their feet.
也没有遮盖他们的脸。
Nor are they covering their face.
到处露面，给人家看见他多么厉害。
They keep appearing to show themselves.
上帝称赞他的仆人耶稣基督。
When God praises His servant Jesus Christ.
看啊，我的仆人。
Behold, my servant.
我所扶持的。
The one whom I support, the one whom I've called.
他不在街上喧嚷。
He doesn't call out loud on the street.
也不使人听见他的声音。
Nor will he be heard by others.
不灰心不丧胆。
He will not be disappointed.
不折断这个压伤的芦苇。
And he will not break a bruised reed.
他不吹灭江残的灯火。
Nor would he extinguish a candle.
所以那一节圣经告诉我们，不不不不不不。
That in that passage we see so many will not.
直到他在地上设立公理。
Till he established righteousness on earth.
海岛都等候他的训诲。
That all the islands wait upon his call.
把基督的那个以神为中心，不以自己的荣耀为中心的师父也显明出来。
And it manifests how God, how Jesus Christ is God-centered and not self-centered.
以赛亚看见了上帝的荣耀以后。
When Isaiah witnessed the glory of God,
听见上帝的声音说,
he heard the words of God.
我可以差遣谁呢?
To whom could I send?
谁可以为我们去呢?
Who will go for us?
神的呼召跟保罗的这个劝勉一样，是用很低等的这个格调，用很谦卑的态度来要人主动的把自己献给他。
We see here how the call of God is the same as the Apostle Paul, very gently calling upon people.
丝毫没有勉强。
There are no compulsion.
这些在全本圣经是一致的。
These are consistent principles in the Bible.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以作为父亲的雅各，
Jacob as a father,
他对他的孩子说什么？
He said to his son,
如果我在你面前蒙恩的话，
If I have found favor in your eyes,
如果你愿意的话，不愿意我不勉强你。
If you are willing, if you're not willing, that's fine.
那么请求你。
I call you
以我理由,
to have a covenant with me.
你怎么以我理由呢?
What sort of promise is this?
请你把你的手放在我的大腿的下面。
Put your hand under my thigh.
啊，我要请邵晨光博士站起来讲一下，手放在大腿下面什么意思？有没有特别的意思在里面？但是至少圣经记载几次这样的事情。
The Bible recorded this a few times.
第一次是亚伯拉罕。
The first time was Abraham.
对他的老仆人说。
Said to his servant.
请你把你的手放在我的大腿上。
Put your hand beneath my thigh.
你与我发誓吧。
And swear a oath.
你同我立约吧。
And have a covenant.
在上帝的面前。
Before God.
你不可欺骗我。
Do not deceive me.
你不可违背跟我立的约。
Do not go back on the covenant.
你千万不要在本地的女子中间娶一个做我独生子的太太。
Do not find for my wife, my son a wife who is not of my people.
我不要在这里娶媳妇。
I do not want to find my daughter-in-law here.
你把你的手放在我大腿下。
So put your hand upon beneath my thigh. Before God.
你一定要跑到这个米索波达米去。
Promise me you will go to Mesopotamia.
在我原来的地方。
In my ancestor's home.
替我娶一个女子做我的这个以撒的妻子。
To find a wife for my son Isaac.
你这样。 这个亚伯兰跟他的仆人讲话的时候，
When Abraham spoke to his servant,
用的态度不是命令，
Again the attitude was not a command,
是求他以诚实待亚伯兰，
But a request.
照样这个雅各对约瑟讲话的时候，
In the same manner when Jacob spoke to Joseph,
他不以父亲的身份逼他，
He did not compel him as a father.
他说求你使我在你面前蒙恩，
If I found favor in your eyes.
他说如果在你面前真的蒙恩的话， 请求你跟我立约。
Have a covenant with me.
你把你的手放在我大腿之下。
Put your hands under my thigh.
这是恳求真诚的一个记号。
This is a mark of sincerity.
就恳求实实在在用诚实对待立约的对方的一个话语。
It is their words of sincerity towards someone who
你跟我立什么约呢？
What sort of covenant is this?
你在神面前跟我发誓。
Promise me before God.
你不要把我葬在这个地方。
Do not bury me in Egypt.
我来埃及。
I came to Egypt.
我是来看你。
To visit you.
我想念你。
I've thought of you.
我离开你太久了。
I've missed you so
much. 我没有想到在130岁的时候， 我亲眼看见你还活在这个世界上。
I never realized that at 130 I still can see you.
我说爱的孩子啊，
The son that I most love.
你不要忘记一件事情。
Do not forget one thing.
你不可把我死了以后， 我的躯体
Do not bury me in Egypt.
所以呢，雅各对法老是一样，对约瑟也是一样。
He was consistent to Pharaoh and Joseph.
他不会因为你法老是全世界最大帝国的王帝，我就随便受你的恩，就谢谢你。
And he would not just take any favors from Pharaoh just because he was most powerful.
他不会因为所最爱的孩子是法老所亲自拣选埃及最高的宰相，我就听你的话，就顺服你。
Nor will he listen to his son just because he loved him most and that he is the prime minister of Egypt. Our relationship with God must be above that with our people. We must place the plan and will of God above the plan and will we have of our family members. You are Prime Minister. You can have the best land in Egypt. I could have been buried in the best land in Egypt.
但无论如何我告诉你,
but no matter how, this is not my home. Egypt is not a promised land.
虽然你是宰相,
although you are the Prime Minister, you have most power.
我不命令你,
I will not command
我不强迫你,
you or compel
我也不求你,
you. I will not beg
我只盼望你诚实待我,
you. I want you to honestly
treat me.
Before God, have a covenant.
你用你的手放在大腿之下,
put your hand under my thigh.
你对我在上帝面前起誓吧,
and swear before God.
你绝对不把我的
that you will surely not bury me here.
求你把我搬回去,
bring me back.
使我跟我的主以我的亚伯拉罕我父亲以撒一同埋在一个地方。
That I may rest with my father Isaac.
我听了这一段话语，我很感动。
I was deeply moved by this passage.
所以呢，上帝被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
So we call God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
有时候我要问，为什么不是亚伯拉罕的上帝就完了？
Sometimes I ask why not just the God of Abraham.
因为如果上帝只是亚伯拉罕的上帝，那么呢，回教徒说他的上帝也是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
The Muslim will claim their God to be the God of Abraham.
那么呢，这个犹太人也说他的上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
The Jews will say their God is the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕名字加上 以撒的名字的时候，以色玛利的后代就没有份的。
And when the word Isaac appeared, the descendants of Ishmael has no part.
因为阿拉伯人的上帝是亚伯拉罕跟以色玛利的上帝。
The God of the Arabians will be Abraham and Ishmael.
新约圣经告诉我们一句很重要的话。
But the New Testament says,
只有从以撒生的才是亚伯兰的后代。
Only the descendants of Isaac is the descendants of Abraham.
以撒是上帝应许的儿子。
Isaac was the promised son.
以撒玛利是亚伯拉罕肉体情欲生的儿子。
But Ishmael is the son that came from the flesh of Abraham.
只有应许的儿子才是属灵的儿子。
Only the promised son is a spiritual son.
只有应许的儿子才是有份于上帝永远的计划的儿子。
Only the promised son has a part in God's eternal plan.
亚伯拉罕、以撒的上帝。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
为什么不是单单上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝？不是单单上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒的上帝？为什么说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝呢？
Why would we have all three names, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
把雅各放进去有一个很特别的地方。
There is a special reason for Jacob's presence.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham was the father of all who have faith.
以撒是很善良的后代。
Isaac was a very peaceful descendant.
雅各是很诡计多端的人。
But Jacob was a very sly person.
上帝不但有亚伯拉罕这样独一信仰真神的这个祖先。
And God not only have Abraham, a person who was so faithful,
作为以色列人这个民族的父亲，
as the father of the nation of Israel,
上帝还有因为应许被生下来的以撒成为他的这个子民的这个记录。
His people also include Isaac, who was the promised son.
上帝还能在败坏、诡计多端、非常调皮的雅各身上施行他的拯救。
And God can also save a person like Jacob who was most crafty and sly.
而雅各虽然是一个很多以自己的办法，很多用自己的小聪明来争取一些他那里有利的事情。
Although Jacob was a person who would not let go of any opportunity to benefit himself.
神称赞雅各一句话。
God has praised one thing about Jacob.
我在你们中间寻找。
That I have been seeking among
you. 有没有人像雅各一样奋力抓住我？
Is there anyone who will grab hold of me the way Jacob did?
这句话很重要。
This is a very important statement.
因为上帝很喜欢那些真心寻找他，而且奋力抓住上帝应许的人。
Because God loves those who seek after him honestly and grab hold of him.
今天许的时候，我们到了重要的关头的时候，我们就不抓，我们就放掉了。
Very often at the most crucial time we will let go.
在最后一步的时候，我们就妥协，我们就放下。
At the last step we will compromise and give up.
那些坚守抓住上帝应许，只单单依靠他的能力，到最后一步还是靠主的人，这个人是有福的。
A person is blessed if he grab hold of the promise of God all the way to the end.
当以利亚的时代，有许许多多先知门徒的学校。
In the time of Elijah, there were many schools for the prophets.
正像现在有许许多多神学院一样的。
Like today, we have so many different seminaries.
这些先知门徒的学校就收了许许多多先知门徒的门徒。
And this school of prophets will take care of disciples of the prophets.
他们就照着先知的办法，就先知的样子，成先知的这份。就说先知一样的预言。
And they'll just follow everything the prophets do and prophesy as well.
这些先知门徒的学校变成一个风气。
And it becomes a trend.
就产生了以色列一大堆的先知了。
And there were many, many prophets in Israel.
他们会交学费。
They will pay a school fee.
他们会读书。
They can study well.
他们会考试。
They can pass exams.
他们会毕业。
They will graduate.
而且他们都毕业得不错。
And they have good results.
他们训练都很成功。
Well trained.
他们先知功能也达到。
And have prophetic function.
你说唐牧师你怎么知道这些事呢？
How would you know?
圣经有讲吗？
Did the Bible
我告诉你啊，
I tell you this.
当先知门徒学校的学生们，
the students of this school
跑出来看见以利沙的时候，
when they saw Elijah,
他们问他一句话，
they ask him,
今天你的老师要被接回去，你懂不懂？
Do you know that your teacher is about to be received back to heaven?
他们以为自己读了神学比别人懂，你没有读，跟着老师走，你懂不懂？
So they ask Elisha, do you know this? Because we do.
这个都是神学生的骄傲。
These are the arrogance of seminary students.
我读了这么多，我懂，你懂不懂？
I study all this, I know, do you know?
你懂不懂啊？
Do you know this?
我是跟老师走的。
But I have informed my teacher.
你是跟以利亚走，但是你没有好像我们在先知门徒学校有了一大堆 academic training。
But you're not like us. We were from the seminary. Do you know this?
这表示这些人很厉害。
It means that these are very capable people.
做先知有资格。
They are qualified to be prophets.
They follow all the schedule of God's timing.
他们跟着上帝的时间表走，
上帝的 timetable 他都看出来了。
They are clear about the timetable.
几月几了要发生什么事，我知道了，所以可以做先知吗
？So they can tell the future.
几月几了，以利亚被带回去，我都算出来了。
I knew when Elijah would be taken away.
自己懂了，就以为别人不懂，你懂不懂
？So they thought other people would not know.
以利沙怎么回答呢
？And Elisha answered.
他真的吗？今天最后一天吗
？Is it true? Is it today?
怎么你们懂我不懂呢
？How come I did not know?
因为你们读了神学三年，我还没有进去。
You have finished your seminary.
不是的。
No.
以利沙说：“你静静的，我也懂。”
Elisha said, "Keep quiet. I know as well."
以利沙不是傻瓜。
He was not an idiot.
他虽然不是先知门徒学校的学生。
Although he was not a student of the school of prophets.
他是真正先知的学生。
He was a student of a true prophet.
所以我告诉你啊
，I tell you,
有一些是神学院的学生，有一些是神学学生。
Some people are students of seminary, some people are students of theology.
神学院学生就很多学神学院老师。
Many students of seminary will learn from their lecturers.
神学的学生就很多学神学。
But many students of theology will learn theology.
还有一些人是直接学神，不是学神学。
And some people just learn from God.
所以三种上帝的仆人。
So there are three types of servants of God.Those who learn from God,
学神学
，so learn theology.
学神学院所定的功课的学生
，so to learn from the seminary.
到底很多人以为自己有这个成就，别人就不行了。
Many people think that when they finish, others are not as good.
归正教最大的神学家是没有进神学院的加文。
John Calvin, the greatest founder of Reformed theology, has never been trained.
所有的神学院没有产生过一个比他更懂得上帝的真理的神学家。
But all seminaries would never produce a person like John Calvin.
有的等于没有，没有的不一等于没有，没有的可能有，有的可能没有。所以结果他就没有了，就是这样。所以呢，当以利沙说，
你太小心，
你们静静
，Keep quiet。
我也懂
，I also know this。
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
你以为你正式学院出来你才懂？我告诉你，我是亲自跟老师在一起。感动他的灵也感动我，哪里我会不懂
？The spirit that inspired my teacher also inspires me, so I would know.
你是从学术研究知识
，You have learned all this from academic knowledge.
我是从圣灵的感动研究神在他身上要做的事情，我知道。
But I know this because God.
那么这些人不同地方在哪里
？The difference.
所有跟以利亚、以利沙在一起的门徒学校，走了一层就回去了。
And these people left halfway, the students.
好像很多人读了神学的书，看一看，看过了。
Like many people when they study theology, they say that's done.
有一些的死死追，紧紧抓，抓到每一件最重要的事情，他都明白，他才放下这本书。
But some people will just go all the way and grab hold of everything before they let go.
我很尊重这种学生。
And I will honor such students.
我教神学40年。
I have taught theology for 40 years.
我退休不进你学校学课堂了。
And then I stopped teaching academically. However,
我曾经有一个学生。
I once had a student.
神学院毕业以后。
After he graduated from the seminary.
他对我讲一句话。
He said to me,
可以不可以不要让我上工厂。
Can you not send me out into the field?
到时候你要做什么？
Then I say, what will you do?
你读了神学不要师傅，你要做什么？
You finish your theological training.
我还要在神学院再给我留一年好好看书。
He said, I want to stay one more year to study.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这么多的书我都没有好好机会看，最重要的总是应付跟功课。所以现在我一定要毕业了，难道你们要把我赶走吗
？He said there are so many good books here, but because I've been studying the textbook, so I want to study more.
我一离开了，我一生没有办法可以在图书馆这样看书。
If I leave, I will never see all these books again.
请你许可我多留一年。
So allow me to stay one more year.
我在这里静静地把很多重要的书看完了，我才不得不出去。
I will just study one year all the important books, then I will leave.
如果你让他不让他？
If it were you, would you agree?
你会不会怀疑？可能因为有女朋友在这里，不要走。
Would you suspect that his girlfriend is here, so you don't agree?
我准许他。
I allow him.
为什么呢
？Why?
我没有钱买这些书。
He said I don't have money to buy
these books. 到工厂也没有机会看这些书。
And there will be no opportunity when I start work.
让我奋力抓住更多东西才出去，好不好
？He said, "Let me get hold of all these things before I leave."
为什么柏拉图离开苏格拉底
？Plato left Socrates.
因为苏格拉底死了，他已经没有老师，一定要走。
Because when Socrates died, he had no more teacher.
如果苏格拉底没有死
，If Socrates was still alive,
我不敢想象。柏拉图还会跟他在雅典几年才走
I do not know how many years more Plato will follow him.
今天的学生呢
？The students today
不会跟老师太久的。
Will not follow the teacher too long.
越早走越好。
The faster you lead, the better.
乖乖修完学分就走了。
After you get a credit hours,
懂不懂再说？有学分证明我读过了。
If you have credit hours, it means you know.
有文凭我就可以被承认了。
I already have the certificate.
伊利亚不是这样的。
Not so for Elijah.
所以先知门徒的门徒。
So the disciples of the disciple prophets.
跟伊利亚、伊丽莎一下子就回去。
They follow Elijah and Elijah for a while and they left.
以利亚说：“你看嘛，大家都回去，你还在这里吗
？”Elijah said to Elisha,
"Left. 你也走吧。
You can leave too.
我告诉你，好的老师会赶学生的。
A good teacher will chase away the student.
坏的老师很怕学生不来跟他的。
A bad teacher will be afraid that the student will not follow him.
所以耶稣看见很多人走的时候
，When Jesus saw many people leaving,
耶稣说：“你们也去吗
？”He asked the disciples, "Would you go as
well?" 其实那句话也可以翻译：“你们也走吧。”
That phrase can also
你看他们都走了嘛，你们都走吧。
Just go.
然后彼得说说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢
？And Peter said, "You alone have the eternal words of life. To whom shall we go?"
可以走而不走的人
，These people who could have left but did not go,
抓住上帝的人
，are people who grab hold of the word of God.
所以我不得不告诉你
，So I must say this to you.
那一天只有以利沙真正蒙恩。
On that day, only Elisha was blessed.
没有一个人跟以利亚到最后一步。
No one has followed Elijah until the last moment.
除了以利沙以外
，except Elisha.
以利亚表示你走吧。
Elijah said, "Go."
那我指着耶和华上帝起誓。
Elisha said, "I swear upon God Almighty."
我决定不离开你。
I will not leave you.
以利亚不回答。
Elijah did not answer.
让他再跟。
And allow him to
跟到一个地方。
At a certain place.
你走吧。
And said to him again,
他说：“我只做耶和华启示。”
He said, "I swear upon my
people, 我绝定不离开你。”
I will not leave you.
他在跟。
And then he followed again.
跟到伯特利。
Until he reached Bethlehem.
跟到这一个约旦河。
Until River Jordan.
结果还不要走。
And he would not leave.
所以他就看见最后一幕了。
And so he managed to see the last scene.
看见以利亚把这约旦河的水打开来，没有人看见。
And Elijah split open the river of Jordan. It was a great vision.
我从来不知道我的老师还有这一招的。
He didn't realize that the teacher could do that.
这么厉害的。
It was so powerful.
所以他就跟他两个人走干地。
And so both of them crossed the river.
其他神学院的学生只有文凭，没有走干地。
And all the disciples missed this.
只有这个跟到底的学生走干地。
Only this student followed the end.
走过干地以后呢
？After he passed by the dry land.
还不要走。
And he still would not leave.
他就看到了最大的荣耀。
And he saw the greatest glory.
战车火马来到这里来。
And suddenly fiery chariots came.
大的旋风转过来。
And great whirlwind came.
就把他的老师卷过去。
And the teacher was
there. 哦，他就大声：“以利亚，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
And he said,
你到哪里去、啊、
？The chariots of Israel.
他就看出去。
And he saw that.
文凭看不到这个。
There are no disciples certificate.
跟不到底的看不到这个。
And those who did not follow missed it.
这种跟到底。
This person who followed
the end. 抓到最后。
Who grabbed hold
of the end. 这种精神。
This sort of spirit.
就是雅各的精神。
It's the spirit of Jacob.
上帝称赞雅各说。
So God praised Jacob.
没有人像雅各。
No one is like Jacob.
奋力抓住我。
Who will grab hold of me with all his might.
很多的教会领袖。
Many church leaders.
有了神学训练。
After they are trained.
有了技巧。
After their
有了恩赐
after their
有了才干
after their
有了经验
after experience,
就是没有奋力抓住上帝的那个最后的决志
But they don't have the determination to grab hold of God
结果没有达到最后的成功
In the end they would not have final victory
上帝欣赏雅各
God treasured Jacob
雅各到埃及感谢上帝看见我最爱的孩子
Jacob was thankful that he was able to
感谢上帝给我安度晚年
that I have my last
感谢上帝给我最好的地皮
that I have the best land
感谢上帝是以色列人住在埃及最贵的地皮 最大的房子
thanks to God the Israelites will
我满足了我满足了
I'm satisfied No,
这不是我的家
this is not my home
这我是寄居的
I am just
我
here
你怎么打死我我只能承认我是寄居的这不是我的家
this is not my home I'm just a guest
没有什么可以留恋的
I am not worthy of
你跟我起誓你跟我理由
Have a covenant,
你把手放在我大腿之下
Put your hand on
你要告诉我
and tell me,
我死了以后
after I die,
你不可以把我埋葬在埃及
Do not bury me here.
最好的地与我何干
I am not envious of the best land.
我不过是寄居的。
I am just a transient.
我的家在那边。
My home is above.
我应许之地在迦南。
The promised land is in Canaan.
没有啊。 上帝还没有给
God has not given
没有给不要紧
It doesn't matter
已经告诉我了
He already told me
神的话说了就算数
The word of God
他永远不改变
He will not change
我也永远不会放弃
I will not give up
我是寄居的
I am a transient
就是啊我是寄居的
Joseph I'm a transient
你要住下去你的事
You can continue to live
我绝对不住下去
But I will not
我死了一定要葬在那地方
I must be buried somewhere
你跟我立约好不好
Have a covenant with me
就是说好
Joseph said
好你看下去下个礼拜
Next week
你看见连法老的许可又是请假全家把他父亲的骨头带回家
And Pharaoh allowed Joseph to bring the bones of the father back to home
你为我定的地方
The place you have set for me
坐落在佳美之处
Is in the most beautiful place
我不会以客旅之居的地方为满足
I will not be satisfied as a traveler in this place
希伯来书的作者明白了这些话
The author of Hebrew understood this
所以他说这些人死了都没有得做上帝所应许的。
So he said, these people did not receive what has promised till the day they die.
他们只从远处望见。
But from afar they can see.
主啊，你应许的在哪边是吗
？The promised land of God.
主啊，我没有得到什么
？We have not received.
不要紧
，But it doesn't matter.
你应许的一定是真的。
Your promise will come true.
时间没有到也不要紧。
It doesn't matter the time is not here.
我等你等到死都没有得做。
It doesn't matter if
不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
你是永恒的上帝。
You are eternal God.
我是暂时的人。
I'm temporal.
永恒的上帝。
Eternal God.
讲永恒的话。
We'll speak of eternity.
我暂时的人。
As temporal man.
死了就暂时就死了。
I will just die
但我有永恒的盼望
But I have eternal hope
所以这些的人呢
These people
有永恒的盼望承受上帝永恒的应许
Receive the eternal promise of God with eternal hope
那么他们亲眼看见这个暂时的身体不能进到永恒里面
With their physical eyes they witness how they cannot enter into eternity
他们信心产生的盼望
But their faith gives them hope
永远不放弃上帝
And they never will forsake God
所以上帝是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的上帝
And so God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
感谢上帝
Thanks be to him
有时候我又想
Sometimes I think about this.
为什么不是上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟的上帝呢
？Why not God of Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Jacob and Joseph?
不是一个、两个、是三个
？Why not one, two and three?
为什么也不是四个、五个、是三个呢
？Why not four, five, why three?
加上约瑟也不错吗
？Not bad, just to add Joseph.
约瑟也这么好吗
？He's such a nice guy.
就停在雅各那里去。
Stop at Jacob now.
我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
约瑟现在不能回去。
Joseph cannot return.
约瑟在埃及还有很大的责任。
He had great responsibility in Egypt.
约瑟娶了埃及人的女子。
And he married an Egyptian woman.
约瑟生了半埃及半以色列的孩子。
And he had a mixed race child.
但约瑟不是没有信仰的人。
He was not a person without faith.
约瑟不是没有应许的人。
A person without promises.
约瑟虽然年纪轻轻被卖到埃及地区。
Although he was enslaved as a young person.
可能是17岁的时候。
Maybe at 17.
约瑟到死以前也照样讲一句话。
But before he died, he said the same thing.
当你们离开埃及的时候
When you leave Egypt,
你要把我的骨头从埃及搬回去
You must bring my bones along with you.
他们都知道
They all knew
这世界不是他们的家
That the world is not their home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
只有把神的旨意当作他的圣物把神应许的永恒当作他最后的家乡的人才能在这个世界好好做上帝的工作。
We can only do the work of God well in this world when we treat the will of God as our food and the eternal home of God as our eternal resting place.
凡是把你的眼目、把你的心定住这个必要败坏、暂时的世界的人，你做的工作一定没有永恒的果效。
And your ministry will not have eternal effect if you're all focused on the temporal world.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
在新加坡这个地方。
In this land of Singapore,
兴起一批人
that God may raise a group of people,
以神的旨意为意念
that whose will is the same as the will of God,
以神的计划为他的计划
whose plan is the plan of God,
以神所爱的为他感情的对象
that who will love things that God would love,
以神的能力为能力
that the power of God will be their power,
结出一些永恒果子
that they may have fruits for all eternity.
地上做寄居的人
those who are transient on this earth,
不是流恋世俗
Are not envious of the world. They were better for eternity.
请问你是不是这种人
Are you a person like this?
愿上帝赐福给你们
May the Lord bless you all.
我们今天就讲到这个地方
And we will stop here this evening.
我们一同低头祷告
Let us pray.
当我们低头闭眼睛的时候
When our eyes are closed and our heads bowed.
严肃地问你一个问题
I want to ask you solemnly.
有哪一个人说主啊
Is there anyone who say, Oh Lord,
帮助我
Help me.
给我清楚认定我是寄居的
that I will clearly know that I am but a passerby.
思念永恒。
That I will think about eternity.
盼望永恒。
To hope for eternity.
多结永恒的果子。
And also have fruits for all eternity.
有这样的人。
A person like this.
请你把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝。许多许多的人。
So many of you.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless you.
我们大家一同低头祷告。
Let us all pray together.